Dear Cheap Astronomy, could alien life be so alien that we won't even realise it is life? Well, it is possible. Imagine a warm little pond in which molecules can interact and join in different ways. The ones that will come to dominate that pond are the ones that form most quickly, since they will then leave no raw materials for any other variations to form. Hence, the most efficient forms survive, and others don't. And there you go, we're already talking about survival. The next step on Earth was a replicating molecule, which split in half, with each half then acting as a template to fit back the components of its previous opposite half, while that previous opposite half did the same. So one became two, two became four, and so on, where sheer arithmetic means that such a molecule would come to dominate the warm little pond. But Earth's solution only works within limits. The pond has to be warm, and it has to be a pond. That is, it can't be too hot, or complex molecules won't form, and it can't be too cold, or everything will just freeze solid, and it has to be a liquid medium, allowing the free mixing of molecular components, with some of them existing in semi-ionized states. But under different circumstances, maybe reproduction isn't the best way for specific forms to survive and to dominate. In cold temperatures, crystalline forms will come to dominate, and they will certainly survive, potentially for millennia. And under very hot conditions, everything starts breaking down to simpler components, and it's those simpler components that come to dominate and survive. There is some speculative thinking that life exists in plasma, which is what you get after heating a gas until it ionizes into a fourth state of matter after solids, liquids, and gases. Plasma is the most common state of matter in the universe, since it's what stars are mostly made of. Within a plasma field, full of free electrons and positively charged ions, you will find self-organizing structures that draw on energy for their growth and adapt to their environment and drive the development of other forms equivalent to themselves until such replicated forms come to dominate their environment. While from our perspective such plasma forms are short-lived, the most common form of life on Earth, bacteria, have lifetimes less than a day and hence are often outlived by plasma forms. And sure, if you look today, you might find a lot of different plasma forms on the sun than you would have seen last year, but then it's not like we have dinosaurs anymore. So perhaps we should be careful saying that life is defined in terms of survival, growth, and adaptation to the environment. Certainly for the blob, and perhaps even for the Borg, survival and domination was pretty much all that did define them. But what exactly are we looking for in order to say, aha, life? The ability to move, to grow, and age and reproduce? These are features that have come about on Earth as the most efficient ways of reproducing the molecules that first started off reproducing in that warm little pond. So we really are seeing the whole issue of what defines life through our narrow Earth lens. We are, after all, warm little ponds on legs. It may then be more useful to consider what might be the interstellar source of a radio transmission of prime numbers. That is what we really want to find out there. Something with a capacity for abstract thought and technological development. It's hard to see how such abilities could arise spontaneously. And the only pathway to them that we know of is evolutionary adaptation over generations. But like we said, maybe it's not always about reproduction. It's conceivable that an immortal being, like a blob that just grows and grows, might undergo random variations in its form, some of which would be advantageous to its growth and hence be retained, while other random variations that were not advantageous would not be retained. Over time, this might result in a blob developing a degree of strategic action and planning to drive its own development more efficiently, and if it shares a planet with other immortal blobs, they might exchange ideas to drive their mutual enhancement, as well as developing technology, which is probably initially aimed at getting more food, but later to also moving around more efficiently, since in growing ever bigger, the blobs would need to find bigger spaces to spread out in. They would likely be very surprised to learn of planets that are populated by beings that don't get bigger in size, but get bigger in number. That would seem very alien to them, and probably a bit creepy.